Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, fun show so far. You get the podcast at theticketfm.com. The show is always sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can comment, call or text at 402-464-5685. Watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. By the way, before we get moving, the text line is more heavy Bruce Hornsby than Don Henley.
That's okay.
I feel validated.
Oh, well, I'm glad you feel validated.
I thought that might be your response to that.
That's Corey. Now I can go on with the day.
Yeah, you're right. Corey and Lincoln, who we rely on Corey for a lot of things. He's on the Hornsby train versus Don Henley. That pulls some punch there.
What's Corey say?
I'll read his text for you. Corey says, Henley's solo career is pretty whack. Give me Hornsby all day.
Wow.
Okay. Boom.
Give me Hornsby all day if I need a nap. I'll say that.
Mike in Kansas says, I've never disagreed with Sip more. Bruce Hornsby is wonderful.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Yeah. It's Bruce Hornsby day.
I said I didn't want to be mean-spirited and overly critical. I prefer someone like Henley over Hornsby because I don't think Hornsby could pull off that song. He doesn't have much zip on his fastball. Hornsby doesn't have much zip on his fastball, okay?
Right? Corey said that he wouldn't even do that song because it sucks. He gave it a 2. Yep.
Henley's just got a little bit more movement.
Maverick is team Don Henley.
Okay.
From Council Bluffs.
Thank you, Maverick. Yeah. Council Bluffs. Yep.
Then make sure you got some people.
Thank you, Maverick.
There. It's not all Bob Bruce Hornsby.
Let's talk football, not 60-year-old singers.
464-5685. I feel like this could go anywhere. I'm really curious to see what the listeners feel. You can call or text if you want. First of all, let's go with this, and then we'll get to 2 and 3. Do you believe, Sip, that Casey Thompson is Nebraska's most important player?
Yes, I do.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, because especially in the context of who he's succeeding and the nature of Nebraska's season last year, where they lost a lot of games close, needed more clutch performance, didn't get it, needed steadiness, didn't really get it. And Casey, I think, you know, some of this is going to be how he's used, but I think Casey offers you steadiness, and we'll see how he is in the clutch. I mean, that remains to be seen, but that's why he's most important in my eyes.
Okay. All right, so we need 2 more people. I want to know your top 3 listeners, the top 3 most important Nebraska football players this season. Okay, we got you. Number 1 is Casey Thompson, so you got 2 more guys to go. This could go anywhere. Anywhere. Where do you go for number 2? Is it defense or is it offense?
Well, you're forgetting the special teams part.
No, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Because I have a special team guy is my 3rd most important player.
Okay. I got to go to Garrett Nelson.
Number 2.
Yeah. Because of the impact he has on the leadership part. And I don't mind the word culture, by the way. I know people get all like cynical about the word culture. I think culture is gigantic in any organization, and he's a big part of that. Having a good pass rush is like having a good running game.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
If that changes a lot,
it's withering.
If,
right.
If you have a withering, consistent pass rush, that is. You know what that often equates to? Turnovers, which has been a bugaboo, the lack of you know, Nebraska's inability to produce turnovers has been a bugaboo. If you have a withering pass rush and it's consistent, that causes a lot of problems. And now here's the thing about Garrett. He's not just a pass rusher. He's a good run stopper. He'll set the edge. You could probably move him inside now. He's so big. And he's – so I think my easy number two is Garrett Nelson.
And I think for me – and this, the reason why I say this is important, because if it goes bad, it could go real bad. If he's good, it's good. I think Teddy Prochazka at left tackle.
Would you say he's number two?
Somebody in that offense, either the center or the offense, or Prochazka.
It's not center.
Okay, I'm going Prochazka then.
Left tackle.
Left tackle is vital. I mean, Casey Thompson is able to run. He does not want to run like Adrian did, right. So he's going to stick in the pocket more,
I don't think you're far off on this.
And again, why I say he's important is because if he goes down, who is replacing him?
Well,
is that person?
I think it's more about you got to protect Casey.
Yeah.
If Casey, I think I would almost just say I agree with you on this.
Okay.
As my number three, you're number two. Okay, my number three is Prochazka. Your number two is Prochazka.
Yep.
It's a little more layered than people would think. With Teddy, okay, Jake, they have some receivers that can get downfield, but the quarterback's got to have time. You have some guys now that can get separation. Marcus Washington, as I said, has been, I don't know, I don't like to say surprise of camp, but he might be their second best receiver right now. Marcus Washington, transfer from Texas, 18 catches, 277 yards at Texas last year. Started 7 games at Texas. Should we be overly surprised that he's risen? Started 7 games at Texas last year. Okay. Yep. Palmer, Marcus Washington, Omar Manning, those guys can get downfield.
So he's your third, Prochazka?
No, he's my third.
Okay,
but I'm still saying why. Because the quarterback needs protection if he's got to throw the ball downfield. That, Teddy's obviously big in that. Teddy's a masher in the run game. The run game, he's big in the run game. And here's the other thing. There's a pretty big drop-off after Teddy at left tackle. Okay?
That's why he's my number two. Like, it's huge. And he's fighting an injury right now. He's trying to get
back. Well, I don't know how much he's fighting.
He's trying to get back to full health. He's got the brace on. How much does he trust that leg? How tentative is he in a game, possibly?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see that in Northwestern.
This is a big month for Teddy. It's a big month.
My number three is going to be very controversial.
Who's your three?
And you can laugh me all you want, but I am dead serious when I say this because of what happened last year, the nature of last year's season, how they were so close in every game, and this one area failed time and time and time again. Timmy Bleekrode is Nebraska's third most important player this year.
How far is Buscini?
But he's not putting points on the board.
Okay.
Buscini is very important. He's certainly important.
No, I'm not laughing at
you. You guys can laugh all you want.
I'm not laughing.
How many times? Go back.
I'm not laughing.
The extra point blocked for 2 points changed the entire Oklahoma game. An extra point.
I'm not laughing.
Now, Connor Colt made a long field goal in that game. He did, but he also missed a short one.
He missed a shorter one.
I mean, you gave away so many points.
It was a deflating.
On kicks.
That was deflating.
You need a guy that, you know, think back, Sip, to how the entire game changed when you had Alex Henry. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be Alex Henry, but Alex Henry was a weapon. That was a weapon. Mm-hmm. Iowa, the last couple years, has had weapons at kicker. They're not always impressive on offense, mm-hmm. but you know what? If they're on the other side of the field, they're going to score with a kick. It's not like, oh, God, what's going to go wrong? Mm-hmm. They're getting 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. They're not having extra point woes.
I'm not laughing.
I am dead serious when I say that Timmy Bleekrode is the third most important player.
I don't think that's off.
Because you're going to be close.
In the I mean, there's a theme we've had for the last week or so. That if Nebraska is going to get over the top in close games, it's going to be up to the guys who touch the ball. I mean, in that, Nebraska failed in those areas.
Time and time again.
The quarterback, the punter, and the place kicker. All three of those positions replaced. If you're a Nebraska fan, you glom onto that. You glom onto that as a potential for massive change. you hope Brian Buccini, the punter, is every bit as good as he was at Montana.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where he was the best punter in the FCS. Why can't that transfer over to the FBS? I ask you that question. Why can't it?
There's no reason why it can't.
No, there's nothing. Somebody might say the rush is coming a little faster. I don't know. Well, I don't know about that. I don't even know about that. Buccini.
They're using the same football, right? The same
right,
ball.
It's the same field. Ball. I mean, it's not. Come on.
Is it in the CFL here?
No. I mean, there's nothing changing.
It's not Arena League football.
It's a 10-foot basket still. So, Buccini should be okay. Bleak Road has been good in camp from everything I've heard. Solid, good.
If you're expecting a lot of close games, which I think we are, right?
Right. We are. Then
I don't know how people could push back on the importance of the kicker.
I'm not.
That is points you gave away that you cannot give away anymore. In close game situations, you got to have a guy you can lean on every time to make the kick. Now, he's going to miss a couple, obviously, but that's important. There was a time, I think, that Nebraska probably was on fourth and fives. Fourth and fours probably were looking to go for it because they didn't trust the kicker, and it shouldn't be that way.
Connor Cope was 6 for 12 on field goals
And how many extra points did he miss?
He missed, looks like, four.
It's four extra. This is not the NFL's extra point where it's a 33-yard kick. This is still your chip shot from the 2-yard line or whatever they kick for the 7.
Yeah.
It's short kicks. You can't miss 10 kicks in a season, 6 field goals and 4 extra points, one of which was returned for 2 points against Oklahoma. That's hideous.
Yeah, I don't like to pick on anybody, Bruce Hornsby or anybody else, but I'm not picking on Bruce Hornsby, by the way. But yeah. You're counting on those positions, quarterback, kicker, punter, being better. Gosh, I mean, you're not asking for much there, by the way, at the kicker and punter positions. This sounds harsh, but it'd be hard to be worse.
Oh, they could be, but it'd be
hard to be worse.
That'd be terrible. And they were terrible last year in the kicking game. They missed 10 kicks.
Yeah. So, no. Now, if you're going to go to – I think we got it. So the question you asked was if Casey Thompson is Nebraska's most important player in 2022, who's second and third? I have Garrett Nelson at number 2 and Teddy Prochazka at number 3. You have Teddy Prochazka at number 2 and Timmy Bleakroad at 3.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I totally understand where you're coming from. What are people saying?
464-5685. Lots of responses, I assume, and as I assumed, also all over the place here. So let me see how you feel about these answers, Sip. Let's see. John says this, that number 2 behind Thompson is Teddy Prochazka without question.
Okay.
Without question. Okay. He didn't give me a third. Okay, Craig says O'Shawn Mathis, Garrett Nelson, Teddy Prochazka, so not Casey Thompson.
Well, yeah, O'Shawn is big. I mean, I considered O'Shawn. The reason there's an obvious reason why you would pick Garrett Nelson over O'Shawn, and that is the intangible component. Garrett Nelson, if you go over to practice and like watch him and do their jumping jacks and stuff, their warm-ups, he's the team's leader. He's not the defense's leader. He's the team's leader, all right? Garrett Nelson is the team's leader. That's why That's one of the reasons. And I think he's a guy capable of getting 7 to 10 sacks. I think O'Shawn Mathis is a guy capable of getting 7 to 10 sacks. But one is a veteran player in the program who's recognized as the team's foremost leader. Garrett Nelson belongs above O'Shawn Mathis.
Tater says Casey Thompson, Trey Palmer, and Timmy Bleakrode.
Palmer's big. I mean, Palmer is – I just don't think that Palmer is the kind of guy that you have to completely rely on, because they have a lot of skill guys that I think are pretty good. It's not – there's not a big gap between Palmer and the rest of the receivers. All right. Marcus Washington.
I'm with you.
Yep. So I don't think you got to do that. And Palmer, it looks like, is on – Tommy Hill has moved to a place where you might look at Tommy Hill as the number one punt returner over Palmer. That's a change. That's a change. Now, I think that discussion is ongoing. Yeah. That competition is ongoing. But it's not as clear-cut as we thought.
The reason why you obviously hear Palmer as one of these three beyond – returners is the fact that people hope that they can see a Jordan Addison type of usage at Pittsburgh.
I don't see it. I like
Trey, but he's not like that.
I don't think he's Jordan Addison. He's like, I don't know if he's got Jake. Jordan Addison caught 100 passes.
I know.
He caught 100.
Yeah, that'd be incredible.
100. Trey was good last year. Trey was good. Samari Trey was good last year and caught 46. 46.
Yeah, not even half.
That was a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year. He got drafted in the 7th round.
46. Jordan Addison caught 100. I don't think you're looking at Trey Palmer catching 100 passes.
No, nope.
50 would be really good.
Yeah. Okay, Dexter says, Casey 1, Teddy 2, O'Shawn 3.
Yeah, I'm surprised you'd put O'Shawn ahead of Garrett Nelson.
Corey says this. He says all offensive line. Prochaska, Corcoran, Benhart.
You can't. Oh, wait a second. Our Corey.
He said all three. The three most
three?
Important.
Which
he says
three?
Prochaska, Turner Corcoran, Bryce Benhart.
It's not a bad. I mean, I like Corey because he's an independent thinker. That's not a bad way to go on this. I mean, we established that what? You're only as good as your biggest weakness. Isn't that the same?
Yep, yes.
What if you, like me, I have a lot of weaknesses. That's trouble. You're only as good as your biggest weakness. That's where Corey's coming from, right?
So he says all the three most important players are all on the offensive line, which is your weakest spot.
I think, Corey, you could sell me Prochaska and Benhart as two of the three most important players. I only say that because Corcoran is going to play left guard, and I guess I'm not that worried about Corcoran. I don't see that. I think Corcoran will be fine at left guard.
I want to read a text from our good friend Greg in Myrtle Beach.
Greg has chimed in.
402-464-5685. He says, Timmy Bleakrode replaced All-American Grayson Atkins at Furman and was much better there as a punter than as a place kicker, verified by Furman staffer in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hmm.
Well, Greg, maybe he was an elite punter. Can he at least be a good kicker, a reliable kicker?
You know what? You know what? Wofford's backup's pretty good. I think Nebraska got a couple good place kickers. Charlie Weinrich.
Well, in that instance, to me, then my third person is whoever wins the kicker spot. Yeah. I assume Bleakrode, but if the backup wins, then him. But if in close games, you cannot be giving away any points on chip shots or somewhat makeable field goals. I'm not asking for 60 yarders. I'm asking for anything 50, 45 and in. You got to make those extra points. Also, got to make them.
Charlie Weinrich is Nebraska, I think, has two pretty good place kickers, and maybe more than that. But I know the top two, they feel good about. Okay. I'm not taking issue with putting a kicker in your top three.
Oh, you know what? Someone has a good one. Walter says Nash Hutmacher's got to be up there for most important.
He's definitely up there. He's definitely up there, but you have to keep in mind that he's being pressed for I would say a starting role by Stephon Wynn. So I don't know if I can put – if I don't know I can do that with
can
Nash.
Can you just put a position in nose tackle?
Yeah.
Whoever wins the nose tackle battle?
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie Weinrich, by the way, is a freshman from Leawood, Kansas. Blue Valley High School.
15 days away from kickoff, figuring out the most important players in the team.
I like that.
I like
discussion.
The fact, and again, there's no surprise that that was all over the map there. What, there's some pretty consistent people. Prochazka was mentioned the most with Casey Thompson. Teddy
not,
Pro.
Not Garrett.
Well, he's important.
I'm very staunch that Garrett's number two.
Okay, well, you can have your own opinion. That's why we have a radio show. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.